This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, we do a quick review, and then we move into chapter 14 of Revelation.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and thank you for listening to Truth Matters. Last time we were together, we finished chapter 13 of Revelation, and we've been in Revelation for a long time. So I just want to thank everyone for listening as we continue through the book. Last time we covered the Antichrist and the false prophet. We ended with the mark of the beast. And I talked about how these tribulation events cast shadows before them. And I talked about how using current situations to solve world problems, much like vaccination. And some of you have reached out to me about vaccination. So I welcome those inquiries. So if you would like to contact me at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com, I'm willing to help you to get through this issue. But the concept of solving a global problem is the platform for urgency in which I think the Antichrist will use in the last days. By limiting travel and commerce related to solving the global problem is the concept. We already see that at play in our society. Some today, but really it's not about vaccination. I don't want to make this subject about vaccination, but really you can substitute anything for vaccination. You can say using a cashless society. I went to a gas station last week to get a drink and the cashier refused to cash my $10 bill for a $2 drink. She asked for the exact change or a credit card. So really we can put certain things in society to direct behavior. And what I'm trying to say is that the Antichrist will use this concept in the last days to change the behavior of society to become more dependent on the government. But when we get into chapter 14 is a contrast to chapter 13. Chapter 13 mainly was about the beast and the false prophet, where chapter 14 verses 1 through 5 talk about the lamb and the 144,000. So let's just read the first five verses of Revelation chapter 14. Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder. And I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being firstfruits to God, and to the Lamb, and in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault. Like I said before, there's a contrast between chapter 13 and chapter 14. If you look at chapter 13, we have Satan's lamb, who is the false prophet, but in chapter 14, we have God's lamb, who is Jesus Christ. In chapter 13, the beast and the false prophet spew a false religion, but in chapter 14, we see a true religion. In chapter 13, we see idolatry everywhere, but in chapter 14, we're going to see worship everywhere. In chapter 13, we see the mark of the beast. And in chapter 14, we see God's mark, which is the mark on the foreheads of the 144,000. And in chapter 13, we know the number of man is 666, where in chapter 14, the number of those that are redeemed from the earth are 144,000.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to ProjectTruthMatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.